Hey, you're listening to Coffee Talk with Liquid Shane on 1973. Here's your host, Shane Lakita.
Hey folks, good morning. It is my first podcast in the month of October, and we are heading into the cooler temperatures, the colder holidays. Halloween's coming, Thanksgiving after that, and then of course our illustrious Christmas time frame where we have family and gatherings and all the great stuff. It's my favorite time of year, especially around the time when the leaves are changing and the temperature is getting a little bit cooler, where football weather is, where you can go out and throw the football during the games and whatever else, but you can also, it's just cold enough that you don't really want to stay out too long and then head inside for a nice thing of hot cider or some sort of warm beverage to be able to warm up when you're hanging out with family and friends on the weekend. So here we are, we're kicking right into it, 2018 in October, and going strong and keeping on pushing forward and stuff. So thanks again for joining here on this podcast. This is the Coffee Talk with Liquid Shane 1973 podcast show, and I'm your host, Shane Lakita. And I'm here to talk about just stuff, right? Stuff that we go through every day, stuff that we battle through, stuff that we can celebrate, stuff that we can set plans and game plans of how we're going to be successful, especially as we're heading into the holiday season. There's no more important time than right now to think to yourself, what's my game plan for the holidays coming up? You know, holiday candy is in like Halloween time frame. We're going out and buying those ginormous jumbo bags of candy and Reese's cups and Skittles and Snickers to give out to the kids, and we buy it early enough that we're like, oh, we got to get it for ourselves here. Like, what? Why aren't we going ahead and buy it for us? So it's just little things like that as we're heading through the holidays. These podcasts are important to me because it keeps me accountable. It keeps me moving forward. And I'll share with you. So over the last couple of days, I spent some time with my work family, right? So these are the folks that I'm working throughout the whole entire state of Maine, and we work with business owners, and then my internal team that we work together. So we have some folks that are part of our support group, and then also my peers and my boss and my boss's boss and everybody else all got together over Monday, Tuesday into Wednesday, where we sat down and game planned out what the year was going to look like, and we did some team building stuff. And I get back from this trip and I realize, oh, you know what? I really did not eat very well when I was there. I ate pizza. I had some really good food while we were on this train going through the mountains of New Hampshire, which was pretty amazing. But as we were going through, you're on this little boxcar and you're going through, and it's about a 2-hour train ride up and back. It kind of goes forward and then backwards. But you're there with good company, you're having good drinks, you're eating a 5-course meal of all these different foods that you're trying and stuff, and the alcoholic beverages, the different stuff that goes on. You know, I tried to be somewhat mindful for the most part, but you know, didn't also want to be rude as this food was coming to me. So, and quite frankly, I wanted to enjoy the moment. So, you know, I get back yesterday or afternoon time frame after work, and then this morning I wake up and I don't check myself on the scale because I know it's going to be up, and I say, okay, you know, I haven't been in the gym for a couple days. That was another bit of celebration that I had, that I had done 6 out of 7 days in the gym. So 2 days up there, I did whatever exercise that I could, got some steps whenever I could and those kind of things. But I knew that I made some poor decisions. So I woke up this morning and I'm thinking to myself, man, I feel like a Mack truck hit me in the face. I'm just like, and I got to have my coffee. I got to get right. So I sit down and I write out my coffee talk, which I'll talk about in just 1 second. And then I come up here before I'm heading out to work and I'm going to do my podcast. And I think to myself, man, you know, what a resource that I have with this podcast. I'm reaching out to all these other people where we have over 70,000 downloads of the podcast, and we have all kinds of people that are subscribing and liking and doing all kinds of great things with the podcast itself. But this is where I'm at. I'm sitting here going, I'm having a therapy session with a ton of you. People that are going through the same stuff that I'm going through, but it's a great way for me to be able to call myself out onto the carpet, bring a level of accountability, and for me to be able to move forward step by step. And it's all because of you guys. At 100% this morning, the reason that I'm getting back in the game right now at this moment in time is because of everybody that's on the other end of this microphone or on the other end of the interwebs, whatever else you're listening on. So I thank you for that, because I have found this support group is something that matters to me. My No Finish Line Nation family, my Coffee Talk family here on this podcast. Now we're growing this new video cast of two kitchen tables and a microphone family that is on the other end, which is a whole new world of different things that we're trying to be able to incorporate, bringing video into play with it, talking things through from two guys' perspectives. So all these things that we're doing, I talk about how I like to help others, and I'm trying to be able to make sure that we can all be in the same game together. But at the end of the day, it's really somewhat about me. And I know that sounds so selfish and so it's so like, oh, you know, it's all about me and whatever else. But it is, because every single time that I come in here and I'm talking to you guys, or I'm writing my coffee talks or doing whatever, it's one step to being better. It's one step in the right direction. It's one step to accountability. It's one step to owning what I'm doing and being able to make the changes that are necessary that I can move forward, put one foot in front of the other, and just be a positive influence on my life and others. And you help me with that every single day. So every single time that I see people download the podcast, or every single time that I see people sharing it or posting about it or listing it out or wearing a Coffee Talk shirt or rocking a mug or whatever it is, it matters to me, because I know that I'm making an impact on somebody, and that helps me make an impact on me, right? So I'm right-sizing. So outside of the Coffee Talk that we're going to talk about today, try to do that for yourself and find something, somebody, or somewhere you can go that you can lean in on to be able to lift others up, to help others out, bring a level of accountability. Find somebody in your community, whether it's through weight loss community, running community, triathlon community, whatever you're doing, find somebody that you can hold each other accountable with. So that way, I used to call it, in my work world, I used to call it my accountability buddy. This is somebody that you know, at the end of the day, is not afraid to tell you, get off your rump and let's move forward. Or is also not afraid to be able to say, I haven't heard from you in a couple days. I'm just thinking about you. Let me lift you up. Let me get you to where you got to get to. Find your tribe. Think of who your person is or your people are that are going to be there to support you, lift you up, and not break you down whenever you have success or you're moving forward or you're struggling. And are people that are going to belittle you or move you the wrong direction. They're only positive influences in your life. Find them. Get them. I've got a whole plethora of thousands and thousands of you guys out there on this podcast. Not everybody has that opportunity. So you got this great little place called No Finish Line Nation you can go to reach out to anybody that's going through anything. And you see them. You see the posts on everything. Somebody might post a recipe. Somebody might post their opinion on a weight loss program. Somebody might post a success of a run that they're doing, or they did planking and they're creating these little communities, and they're doing all these meetups, and they're going out and they're engaging with people. What an awesome experience that we have going on right now on this end of a closed group called No Finish Line Nation. So if you have not seen it or heard it, check it out. Go in, like the page, request to become a member of it, and there can be some of your tribe, whether they're long distance tribe. I have some people that I'm super, super close with that I had never, ever met even until Boston last year. And I've been doing this a long time. Not last year, in August. So I've been doing this a long time already. And I've met some people just only online. And I've forged good friendships and people that I know will support me and lift me up and guide me whenever I need it. So find that. Go get that. Okay? So now let's get into the coffee talk. So this morning, when I was feeling kind of in a funk, and I was like, man, I had a set of a few days that were pretty poor choices that I had made, food-wise, exercise-wise, everything, right? So I knew that was going to happen, and I knew that I was going away, and I knew that I was coming back, and I needed to get focused and get right back on the horse and be able to do it. But I wasn't feeling all that great, so I was scouring through and trying to figure out, almost, I needed an image that I can really lean in on to be able to talk to or talk about. And the image that just rolled right across my screen and stood out for me is an image that I've seen many times before. And I've used it in business a lot of times whenever I'm talking to business owners or doing different groups like BNIs or chambers and things like that. And the image itself has a straight line that says what people think success looks like. And then there's another image right next to it that has what success really is. And it's a squiggly, nasty, spaghetti-looking line that's all kind of marred up and looking all different directions and jagged edges and loops and backups and all these different stuff heading for the same direction that the other arrow goes, but it's a really messy arrow going there, right? So I thought about that and I'm thinking to myself, okay, so there's two points that I was thinking of. One of the points is I was thinking of how I compare myself. And we always talk about on Coffee Talk and everywhere, anywhere that you're in any kind of self-help world, they always talk about how comparison is the thief of joy. If you compare yourself to other people, you will fail and you will start to doubt yourself. You'll start to badmouth yourself. You'll start to do all the things that are sabotaging towards not moving forward in a positive direction, because you're comparing yourself to somebody else that performs at different levels than what you do, right? So that's a whole different world and a whole different psyche part of what we're trying to do here. And the mindset is not to compare yourself, only to compare yourself to yourself and give yourself actionable items and game plans and actions that you can do moving forward that you can do that will works for you. Okay. So one of the things that I was thinking of was, I have a friend of mine and he's this skinny guy and he's like, you know, I got these ripped arms and stuff like that. And the guy eats like garbage. I mean, eats like cheeseburgers and pizzas and he eats all this different stuff. And I'm thinking to myself, man, you know what? I wish that I could eat like that. And I've even made some sarcastic remarks. I'm sure we all have, like, oh man, I wish I could do that. Or must be nice that you can eat like that and still stay skinny like you do, or whatever else. Or even the same guy will go to the gym and work out for 1 week. And here I am busting my rump for like months trying to be able to get some definition or some movement in the right direction for muscles. And he does 1 week of some dumbbells that he might throw up. And he's got these arms that are ripped like chiseled Atlas that's coming at me, right? So I'm thinking to myself, man, you know, how does he luck out with the genes like that, right? And some people are wired that way. They are. Some people have better metabolism. Some people have better abilities to lose weight, better, all those things. But the part that I needed to really focus on is that everybody has a story and everybody has a journey. And whether it is the weight loss portion of his journey that he's not really struggling with, there are other things, because I do know this guy, there are other things that he struggles with. Other demons he battles, other life situations that occur that just make life really messy. And I might think that he's successful, and I think we talked about it on our last Two Kitchen Tables and a Microphone. Jonathan Mud Hustler Giordano said on there, you know, if you're looking at the surface level value, or if you're looking at the surface of somebody, you can't always think that they're so well put together. They've got a lot going on in their life. There's so much that happens on the back end, whether it's fighting with family or whether it's different stuff that goes on or job-related stuff going on, or maybe the mortgage isn't getting paid or financially is some stuff that's wrong. Whatever the journey is, everybody's got noise and everybody's got all the drama that goes into this whole squiggly world life, the squiggly world thing that we call life, okay? So all of us have it. We all do. But we can look at that as if from the victim mentality, and we can look at that from a success mentality. Here's the victim mentality. Life is messy. It sucks. Every time I get ahead, it always knocks me back. I'm always like struggling. I'm always up and down on my weight. I can't get ahead financially. I can't do anything. Or my spouse doesn't work. Or my boyfriend or girlfriend is lazy. They're sitting around doing whatever. I've got all these different things. And the victim mentality starts to kick in where we're sitting back going, woe is me. Why me? Why do I have to go through this? I'm a good person. Why do bad things happen to good people? And we've all asked that question. We've heard it asked before. And we've all kind of struggled in that space. But at the end of the day, I could sit there and just be that victim. And it's easy to do that. It's easier to be the victim than it is to look at the positive side of things. You know, I think what's the phrase that they used to say? That it takes like however many muscles to smile than it is to frown. And frowning is easy. We just go, whatever. But smiling, or however that phrase goes, I feel it's so much easier to put a smile, or so much harder to put a smile on your face than it is a frown, because we just live in this negative space of where we're at, right? So if all of us are looking at life through a lens of woe is me. Life is happening. It's weighing down on my shoulders. I can't feel it. I'm just not feeling this. It's just not able to move forward. It takes a lot of work, energy, diligence, time, effort, and everything else for you to be able to turn that around and turn that into a positive. But here's how I look at it. Life might be messy. It might be the squiggly lines. It might be the bowl of spaghetti, like we talked about with that line of going to success. And there's going to be ups and there's going to be downs. And there's going to be all kinds of different things that happen in our lives that are just difficult. They're hard. They're tumultuous. They're tedious. They wear you down. They break you down. All those things that we have in life are not the greatest of all situations. And I get it. I mean, please don't think that I'm not being empathetic, because I have so much stuff that goes on in my life that I look at and I go, man, I don't even know how I sometimes go from A to B some days. I don't know how I get up in the morning and just go, man, I'm going to put a smile on my face and talk into this microphone right now and think to myself, that's before I go to work and then I have to deal with the regular world when I go out there and bills and car payments and gas prices and everything else that goes on. And then, you know, my son playing football and a scheduling and all the different stuff that we have going on. I could complain all day long. All of us could. But how do I take that and I turn that into something positive? Well, here's how I do it. I do it because I think to myself, think about this now. Just step back for one real quick second. If you have a child in your life, and mine is my 13-year-old son. And I think to myself, all the things that he goes through, whether he falls down, whether he has a breakup, whether he breaks his phone or some sort of electronics or whatever else, and it's devastating to him. And he's learning how to be able to navigate life. And he's learning how to be able to, how can I put one foot in front of the other? You know, life isn't going to end right now because I just broke up with this girl or whatever else. And all the little life experiences that he goes through matters, because it's making him the man that he's going to one day become. So every little thing that he's doing is a learning experience. And I know I've talked about this 1,000 times on this podcast, but it matters today, right now, here in the moment, is all those squiggly lines, all that bowl of spaghetti, all those weird turns that we take, the right turns, the backup sound that you make when you back up a big truck, right? But you're doing that in life. All those things that we're doing, all of them, they matter. Because what they're doing is they're putting a stamp on your life, and you're making decisions, even though sometimes feel like they're reactionary or they're emotional and those kind of things, but you're doing nothing but learning in the process. Unless whatever life deals you kills you, right? Unless whatever life deals you is something that is a experience that you no longer can live or move on, you have an opportunity to learn and live, no matter how bad it may feel, no matter how devastating whatever the news might be that you hear or the things that you're doing. Some of the most successful people, whenever they're diagnosed with things like cancer or things, diseases and those kind of things, the most successful people are the people that know, I'm going to embrace life, I'm going to attack this, and I'm going to move this forward, and it's 1,000% a mindset. I'm going to learn from every single step along the way. What kind of person am I really? Do I have fortitude? Do I have energy enough to be able to just keep on doing it? And what do you hear from 9 times out of 10 from all the survivors of any of those kind of things? What do they say afterwards? If I can beat the cancer and I can beat this disease, I can beat anything and I can deal with anything life deals me, right? Because life is going to get messy. It's messy. That's the way it's meant to be. Is it cool that it's that way? No, not really. Is it fun when it's that way? Absolutely not. It's not. And I'm not saying to be kumbaya, sit around and go, oh, life just dealt you a really bad set of cards where you totaled your car and you were in an accident and you're trying to rehab and life is really, really good, buddy, because you're living and breathing. I'm not saying that. But what I am saying is it's a great moment to sit back and go, okay, how am I going to respond to this? How do I each day get through what I got to get through and build on top of things and skill sets and behaviors that I can use moving forward? Everybody has a journey. Everybody has all these different things that they've been through. Everybody has a book. When you open up the book, is there 75 chapters in that book? Or is there 15 chapters? It doesn't matter. It's your story. This is what you're going through. This is what you have to deal with. And when you're dealing with it and you use things like your tribe and your support group, much like I talked about in the beginning, and you use things like internal, like whether it's reading the Bible or going through yoga or doing some meditation or whatever it is, or whether it's going out for a run or going for a swim or something to be able to self-soothe, not in an unhealthy fashion, but more in a healthy fashion. You learn from that and you say to yourself, wow, you know what? I could probably do that next time. Let me take notes on that. Let me learn from that. Here's what I mean. You're learning from your past experiences. So don't take it with a grain of salt with the fact that life may be difficult and it may deal you some really tough cards. And like I said, I'm not saying to be Pollyanna or kumbaya. What I am saying is use it as a learning opportunity. Be the best version of yourself next time around. Because whatever this life situation that you're going through right now, it may start to kind of even out a little bit. And you might come out of the spaghetti bowl. You might be pulling that one strand and going, oh, you know what? This kind of feels like I'm getting back to normal. And then 2 days later, something else is going to come by and hit you right in the face. But you can take what you learned from the last time and you can move it forward to this time. And you can say to yourself, wow, you know what? I felt better in these situations because of this. And this is where I'm at. So just remember, it's okay to have a messy life. It's okay. It's not the worst thing in the world. It's not something that will break you down and kill you. It's not. It's something that may make you step back. It may slow your progress. It may slow you down. It may knock you down a peg. You may be out of commission for a couple days or a couple months or whatever. But it doesn't stop you from moving forward, one foot in front of the other. It's all you got to do. You got to concentrate. How do I keep moving forward? The momentum moving forward is so much better than if you ever come to a complete stop or start moving, sliding backwards. Think about that just for 1 second. Everything you're doing, no matter how slow it may seem, whether it's a snail's pace, whether it's a slug's pace, as you're moving forward, it's still progressive moving forward. And it matters because you matter. And if you can put that work into it and you can get that train moving just nice and slowly forward, it may not be going at a high speed rate, but it's going and you're winning and you're being the best version of yourself because you are overcoming and you're defeating whatever it is that's around you, that's screaming at you and trying to break you down. So focus on that. Don't be a victim. Don't be a victim to what life has to deal you. Be a champion and be somebody that learns. Be a student. Be somebody that sits back and goes, what can I gain from this? And then how can I teach others or share with others my story and what I've been through? Because you guys are all awesome and you have a huge book that you're writing every single day. What's today's chapter going to look like and how much of a positive influence are you going to have on you and others around you? Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the Coffee Talk with Liquid Chain on 1973 podcast. You can also follow him on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Liquid Chain on 1973. Also, if you get a chance, leave some love on iTunes. Have a great day.